As for mollusks, they consisted of exhibits I had already observed, turret snails, olive shells of the tent olive species with neatly intersecting lines and russet spots standing out sharply against a flesh-colored background, fanciful spider conchs that looked like petrified scorpions, transparent glass snails, argonauts, some highly edible cuttlefish, and certain species of squid that the naturalists of antiquity classified with the flying fish, which are used chiefly as bait for catching cod. As for the fish in these waterways, I noted various species that I hadn't yet had the opportunity to study. Among cartilaginous fish, some brook lamprey, a type of eel 15 inches long, head greenish, fins violet, back bluish-gray, belly a silvery brown strewn with bright spots, iris of the eye encircled in gold, unusual animals that the Amazon's current must have swept out to sea because their natural habitat is fresh water. Stingrays, the snout pointed, the tail long, slender, and armed with an extensive jagged sting. Small 1 meter sharks, with gray and whitish hides, their teeth arranged in several backward curving rows, fish commonly known by the name carpet shark.